Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Abigail Aguilar, ang nagawaran ng 2016 NSW International Student of the Year Award. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Abigail.
Magandang umaga po.
Oo, ikaw ay nag-aaral sa Hunters Hill High School.
Yep.
Ikaw ay nasa year 12. At itong award na to binigay nung buwan ng October.
Yes.
Oo. Paano ka na pasali bilang finalist sa award na ito?
Well, umpisahan ko po sa nung pagdating ko po sa school noon. Kasi we all know that international students doesn't have that good profile when you come into Australia. So what I did when I came to the school was to become the international student representative. So, member po ako ng student council sa school namin. So, from then on, we created different events to help the international students in the school to adjust. So, for example, like the Chinese New Year before that. So, I worked with some Chinese students within the school para lang ma-feel nila na member sila talaga ng school. Tapos, recently, we have this anti-racism campaign. So, you all do know na Australia is famous for multiculturalism. However, racism doesn't entirely end there. So my school council, we started the anti-racism campaign na magpropromote ng cultural understanding and appreciation within the local community.
So hindi lang sa school yung ginawa mong engagement, pati sa community?
Oh yes, definitely.
Napanood ko yung isang video ng dalawang finalists. Dalawa ka, hindi ba, yung isa from the Kogarah High School. Isang student doon nagsabi na she wouldn't be in the student council kung hindi dahil sa'yo.
Opo. Her name is Aina. She's from Maldives. So, nung pagdating niya dito, wala po siyang kaibigan. Wala pong gusto kumausap sa kanya. So, ang ginawa ko po noon is I was the first one who became her friend. Inintroduce ko po siya sa iba't ibang tao para makahalubilo siya kagad makapag-adjust. And then, she met other cultures as well. So, she was able to adjust with it. And then, last year, I asked her as well to become the Year 10 International Student Representative.
Oh,
and then, she agreed with it.
Kailan ka ba dumating na Australia?
2014 po.
So, 2 years ka na dito.
Yes.
Sa 2 years mo na yon, marami ka nang nagawa kasi yung namamahala sa mga international students na si Miss Ruth Simpson.
Yes.
Sinabi niya na kasama ka sa maraming activities, kasama dun yung sa bake, ano man tawag ninyo doon?
Yung bake sale po namin.
Oo, bake
so,
sale.
It's like a charity campaign para po sa, depende po sa school kung ano yung fundraising na yun para saan po. So, that time, it's for school literacy program. So, para po dun sa mga bata na hindi po nakapag-aral, wala pong libro na gagamit. So, we raised money for that program.
Is it for Australian kids, yung program na yun?
Specifically po, I'm pretty sure it's for Indigenous communities.
Okay. Abigail, sino ang kasama mo dito sa Australia?
I'm here with my brother, then my 2 sisters.
Oh wow, so you're living with your siblings at wala yung
yes.
mga parents ninyo dito?
Wala po, nasa Pilipinas po.
Sino bali ang tumatayo na guardian mo?
Yung mas nakakatanda ko pong ate. So, her name is Christina.
Okay. Sa 2 years mo dito sa Australia, ano yung masasabi mo na dahil isa ka international student, syempre, maraming bago sa'yo na, oops, iba pala to. Nung pagdating mo, yung iba meron nakakaranas, may culture shock. Meron ka ba mga naranasan na ganun?
Opo, pagdating ko po dito, hindi po ako sanay na may... Kasi lumaki po ako ng all-girls school sa Pilipinas. So, pagdating ko po dun sa school sa Hunters Hill, na-shock po ako na may mga lalaki sa school namin. So, from then on, para sabi ko sa sarili ko, oh my God, good luck sa akin.
Oo. Pero, sino bali ang nag-nominate sa'yo para maging isang international student finalist?
So, si Miss Simpson po yung international student coordinator namin and with the help of another English teacher, which is Miss Austin. They are looking after the school's learning centers. So, kapag may problema ka sa school mo or sa studies mo, sa subjects mo, you just come to them and they'll help you with it.
In your 2 years, ano yung highlight ng pagiging isang international student?
Para sa akin, ang highlight ng pagiging international student ko noon is I met different cultures. Kasi yung group of friends ko, halo-halo kami. May Irish, may Spanish, may Japanese. So, I met different cultures na parang naintindihan ko kung ano yung meron sa ibang cultures. I became open-minded with how their lifestyle works.
Kung meron kang isang magandang message para sa mga international students, ano yun?
for all international students out there, do not stop yourself from becoming a better person, because this community within Australia will help you understand how the world works. And parang as international students, alam natin na hindi madali yung pinagdadaanan natin. Pero you should engage yourself with different cultures kasi they'll allow you to feel at home despite being in a different country.
After winning the NSW International Student of the Year Award, sikat ka na ngayon, mas lalong sikat ka na sa Hunters Hill High School?
Apo.
At hindi lang doon, kundi sa buong NSW.
Yes.
Anong ibig sabihin ng award na ito para sa'yo, para sa pamilya mo, at sa school ninyo?
For me, it means that I've done my part within the community. Natulungan ko yung community ko within the way that I know. And para sa akin, sobrang gan sa feeling nun kasi alam ko na nag-work yung way ko na pagtutulong ko sa community. And then para sa school namin, that raises the profile of international students within Australia. So basically, we can look up to international students and not just isolate them with not understanding their cultures.
Sa school ba ninyo, may mga sharing of cultural, yung mga culture? So, nag-present ka ba ng sayaw o ng kanta?
Last time po, nagkaroon kami ng event ulit noon na yung mga students from the actual school, hindi po international students, so local students po.
Mm.
Nag-perform sila nung, for example, Chinese dance, tapos nag-cater din kami ng iba't ibang pagkain from different cultures. So, for example, nagdala po ako ng leche flan. Tapos yung mga kaibigan ko po from different countries, nagdala rin po sila ng signature dishes from their country.
Last na lang ito. Bilang isang Filipino international student dito sa Australia, ano yung Filipino culture na gusto mong ibahagi sa wider Australian students?
Siguro yung pagkakaroon ng bonding, not just within the actual, within your family, but with your extended family members. Kasi yun yung parang nagbibigay sa'yo ng closure within your whole family. Kasi dito hindi uso yung ganun eh, na mostly sa kanila, kung sino lang yung pamilya mo, sila lang yung mismo maalala
immediate family. Immediate family lang.
Yes, yung immediate family lang. So, para sa akin, gusto ko ipakita sa kanila na huwag mong kakalimutan yung family members mo outside your family. Kasi part pa rin sila nung kung bakit ka nandito ngayon, tsaka kung sino ka.
Maraming salamat sa'yo, Abigail Aguilar, NSW International Student of the Year awardee.
Alright, thank you po.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.